This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock. Well, my name is Shatish Anand and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Monday, that is 23rd of December. Well, Indian markets recouped most of the losses and closed flat but with a negative bias on Monday amid mixed global cues. In fact, Nifty 50 managed to close above its crucial support place around about 12,250, while the Sensex, which was down over 200 points, recouped most of the losses and ended above 41,600 levels. Now let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Well, Sensex fell 38 points to close at 41,642, while the Nifty 50 ended with losses of just 9 points to end at 12,262 on Monday. So what led to the listless session? Well, experts are of the view that mixed global cues, December expiry and upcoming holiday season are one of the prominent factors for a listless session on D Street. Well, amongst the broader market indices, mid-cap and small-cap closed on a flat note in line with benchmark indices. On the sectoral front, except IT and auto, all the other sectors witnessed selling pressure, notably energy and realty were the biggest losers. Now, let's look at the Nifty gainers. Well, Z Entertainment, Vedanta, Dr. Reddy's and Maruti Suzuki topped the charts. And in terms of losers, Yes Bank, Nestle India, Coal India, Reliance Industries, SBI and Adani Ports were among the stocks which saw some bit of selling pressure. Now, let's look at the stocks and the sectors in detail. Well, sectorally, the action was seen in auto index, which rose 0.5%, followed by the consumer discretionary index, which was up 0.39%, and the IT index closed with gains of 0.31%. Well, on the other hand, profit taking was seen in energy index, which fell 1.3%, followed by the public sector that fell 0.63%, and the realty index was down by 0.62%. Now, volume spike of over 100 to 400% was seen in stocks like SRF, Gail India, Wipro, Dabur India, and Grasim Industries. While long buildup was seen in stocks like Wipro, Asian Paints, Vedanta and Muthoot Finance. In terms of short buildup, Jubilant Foodworks, Coal India, Grasim and Adani Enterprises topped the charts. Now, let's also look at stocks which hit fresh 52-week high in today's trading session. Well, it includes names like Dixon Technologies, SRF, Crisil, Naveen Fluorine, APL Apollo and Relaxo Footwear. And more than 160 stocks hit a fresh 52-week low on the BSE. That includes names like Indian Bank, TCNS Clothing, V-Mart, Nucleus, GNFC, etc., among others. Now, let's also look at various stocks which moved based on some sort of news flow. The first stock that we have on the list is Lux Industries. Well, shares of Lux Industries fell more than 7% after promoters sold 4.2% stake in the company via block deals today. Yes Bank was also in focus. In fact, the share price declined by 3% after reports suggested that European entities are showing interest in the bank. BSF was also in focus. In fact, it jumped 3% on December 23rd after the company agreed to sell its construction chemical unit for 3.17 billion euros. Reliance Infrastructure was also in focus. Reliance Infrastructure share price jumped 5% after the company won an arbitration award of Rs. 1,250 crores against Damodar Valley Corporation. Let's also look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technical charts. Well, Nifty formed a bullish candle and took support near its 5 days exponential moving average. In fact, it remained listless throughout the session in a narrow range of just 84 points. Now, Nifty is likely to remain subdued in the next couple of trading sessions until expiry. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. The upside seems to be limited as the index might have entered overbought zone in the near term. So, what technical experts are suggesting at this point in time is that if Nifty closes below 12,200 levels, it could in fact tilt the tide in favor of bears and can trigger a short-term downswing. Now, India VIX fell around about 2.94% at 11.95 levels. Three crucial levels to watch out for in Tuesday's trading session would be 12,213, that is 12,213, 12,287 and 12,350. Now, maximum call open interest is placed at 12,300, 12,400 and maximum put open interest is placed at 12,200 followed by 12,000 levels. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
And now a
forward on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.